This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And truly, really, get involved in the conversation. I don't care if you send me an email. I don't care if you... However you do it, doesn't make a difference to me. I just want you to get involved. Because, look, here's the deal. They say you got to know what's going on the other side. Like this marijuana thing that we just talked about in the last hour, Kerry Quashin, I will get so much grief from that segment. I will have people sending me emails saying that we overblew it. We're just trying to scare people, not but scaremongers, that kind of thing. Okay. Well, it's not true. I see how this affects kids firsthand. There are almost 22,000 kids in the school district that I'm in. And on a biweekly basis, we get to see the kids that are having troubles and issues. And the only way you fix this, you parents are, you know, some of you parents are so strong, you're so smart, you know so much, you just can't figure out how to talk to your kids. And that's, if I could have had him here longer, I would have. That doesn't mean you sit down with your kids and go, you know, hey, I did 5 joints a week. Look what I'm okay. It's all right. That's not how you handle this. Because I did it doesn't make it okay for you to do it. You're making a big mistake. You know, I've got 4 kids. You never know they were from the same parents. They've all got different personalities. They all handle things differently. And from a drug standpoint, you know, the different viewpoints. So you had to handle them differently. You had to talk to them differently about it. Hillary, who loves this country, just ask her. She'll lie to you. She'll tell you. Her uniform form of choice. If you always see the woman out in a pantsuit, whatever. I don't really care. Right? But what was funny was... She had forbidden. You ready for this? Police uniforms at the DNC. Okay, not allowed. No way, no how. So the article goes on to say, from pretty in pink to lying in white, Hillary has shown a love for her pantsuits, and she wore one again at the DNC at her acceptance speech. This latest time wearing a more formal white to offset the dark lies she so easily tells. Now, Hillary's daughter, Chelsea, she's calm, slow-paced, measured practice, you know, her practiced introduction of Hillary at the final night of the DNC was a bit over the top, a little phony, don't you think? But it set the stage to introduce, I guess, a loving mom, a nonpartisan politician, cold-blooded killer. No, she didn't. That was me. But Hillary's own speech was as phony as Chelsea's. Now, during the speech, Hillary was still pitching her "It Takes a Village" ideas and paired that position with the liberal, you know, you didn't build that. I mean, think about everything. I've only listened to bits and pieces. I have not listened to her whole speech. Right? And there was nothing new in that speech. I know everybody is swooning. Oh, boy, it was so great. It was so good. It was nothing. It was garbage. There was nothing new in there. And if you say there was, you're not telling the truth. It was really interesting. I wish people would just be brutally honest about stuff. Because I'm going to play a clip later on. Jesse Waters was in the street asking people what they thought of the different conventions. It was very obvious who was a Democrat. It was very obvious who was a Republican. Very obvious who was voting for Trump and who wasn't. Right? If a Dem tells you how great the DNC was and that there were no issues, there were no headaches, first and foremost, see if they have a Sony phone. And I say that because Sony now has these new sunglasses, virtual reality glasses, goggles, and they attach to the phone. And you put them on, and it brings you to, I don't know, a different universe, different place, different whatever. So if they had the Sony phone, they probably have the goggles that go with it, because they were definitely in an altered universe. Okay? Definitely in an altered universe when they were talking about what went down in the DNC. And to say that they had no violence there? Have you guys been watching, on Facebook where they're just talking about how great it was? There was no violence. Everybody get along. When did that happen? When it was closed and nobody was there? Because the Bernie people weren't getting along, and the Black Lives Matter people weren't getting along with the Bernie people, who weren't getting along with mainstream Democrats. So I don't know what real convention they were watching. Okay? I went out of my mind. I lost my place here. Anyway, she apparently... was not into having police officers seen in their uniforms around her or near her. Well, what was that all about? These guys are proud to be in their uniforms. If they wanted to be plainclothes cops, they would have joined that division. You know, we've heard from several Secret Service agents how she didn't want uniformed personnel in the White House. She didn't want uniformed personnel in and around her. And at the DNC... you weren't allowed to wear uniforms if you were near her. Maybe she needs some of this cannabis stuff. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Kimberly Morin joins me after the break. We'll have a lot of fun, I'm sure. I won't understand any of it, but we'll have a good time. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. I'm back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. And if you want to get, you know, look, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you could watch live, you could listen live, you could take the poll. There's all kinds of stuff going up there. You can read my latest. So wait till the end of the show, though, before you read my latest, because it's all about How could Hillary possibly be a champion for women after she's protected her husband in over 20 different affairs that we know about? She's done nothing but browbeat those women. So if you're a female and you think she's on your side, well, it just depends. You better hope Bill's not on your side first, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, Kimberly Moran joins us as she does every week now, and to talk about the issues of the day, some of the crazy stuff going on in politics, and I do mean crazy stuff going on up there that I just can't keep up with. How you doing, Kimberly?
I'm good. How are you?
Always good. Hey, somebody sent me this clip of the ever loving, what's her name? What's this woman's name? Sarah Silverman. Okay.
Oh, Jesus. And sorry.
No. This actually fits right in your comment. She made a statement to somebody. She said, I hope the Jews did kill Christ. I'd do it again. I'd effing do it again in a second. And she was one of the speakers at the DNC.
She's a lunatic. She's actually from New Hampshire, too.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah. She is such a lunatic, it's not even funny. She is just disgusting. She is beyond a piece of human filth. She's supposed to be a comedian, but she's not funny.
Oh,
unless you really think killing Christ is funny.
Yeah, she never said anything that's tickled. My wife will tell you, I'll put up with some really weird humor, but she has never said anything that caused me to even chuckle.
No, I don't know anything. I don't recall her ever saying anything, even before I was into politics, that made me laugh. So, yeah, she's horrible, and she's just a left-wing extremist newt. Fruitcake.
Nut job. Yeah, you go. Fruitcake, nut job. Yeah, we're all right there. You know, So, hey, did you see the Chris Wallace interview of Hillary Clintonian yesterday?
I wasn't watching it, but I could overhear it from my office.
Yeah.
And I was literally yelling. I'm like, I can't believe how bad she's lying.
Well, listen, I used to defend these people, okay? This has got to be in the DNA. Do you remember the Yell Fest that O'Reilly and Franks had when O'Reilly accused Barney Frank of saying something, and he said, I never said that, and then Bill plays the clip of his exact words, and he said, well, I didn't say that. And I'm thinking to myself, this has got to be a sickness. She sat there, she heard the clip, she heard what he said, and then she goes on to say, and God bless Chris for pressing her some more, but he knew he wasn't going to get anywhere with her, and he gave up. But, I mean, this is a sickness, is it not? I mean, everybody else heard it but her, I guess.
Here's the thing I've discovered about Democrats in the 8 years I've been involved in politics. They lie some more after that, and they keep repeating a lie until their sheep believe it, because all these people do is lie. I don't know that they ever tell the truth. I would even highly doubt that Hillary Clinton loves her daughter so much, because that's how much this woman lies. You cannot trust a single word she says. You can't trust a word most Democrats say. If you present to them facts in front of their face, you show them the facts. These are the hardcore facts you cannot deny. They'll lie and say they're not true, or they'll lie and say something else. I don't get how anyone can follow this party, be a part of this party, or even believe a word that comes out of their mouth, unless they're willfully ignorant or really that stupid that they just don't care that they're lying.
Yeah, I look at this stuff and just say to myself, wait a minute. What was his name? Elijah Cummings. Did you hear what he said? He came out of the DNC and he says, it was the Democrats that gave you the right to vote. And he was talking to the blacks. And I'm going, oh my God, what did you smoke? Did you miss history class? Are you that illiterate, that uninformed, that ignorant that you don't know? And so then I started reading articles later on in the day. You know what they say, right? They say that the Republicans and the Democrats switch platforms.
They like to say it happened after the Dixiecrats, the myth. The Dixiecrats is a myth. There was only a couple that switched parties. They like to say that after the Civil War, the Democrats all switched to Republican and whatever. So the Republicans became the party of racism, which was, you know, always been the Democrat party. They like to say this. They believe it. Let me tell you something. Before I got involved in politics, I always thought that what the things that the Democrats said was true, because the Republicans never fought against it and said, that's BS. It was Republicans
they
who
still
fought
don't.
For civil rights. Since the 1800s, Republicans were fighting for civil rights. It was Republicans who fought to free the slaves. It was Republicans who fought to get women the right to vote. The Democrats were against all of these things. But according to them, you'd think they were all about it. They never changed parties. They've always been the party of progressivism, eugenicism, racism, hate, and they still are to this day.
I'd ask you how you're
really... get me going.
Yeah, no, I don't. Hey, look, it, I don't mind. Here, the thing, again, I'm going to go right back to the thing that bothers me, or a big part of what bothers me, is you can show them stats, you can show them saying it, you can show them signing whatever it is that they agreed to, and they still tell you they didn't do it, which is why they just scared the crud out of me. At the RNC, we went, how many days was the RNC? 4 days, maybe five total with the setup and the breakdown and all that. We had people open carrying there at the RNC for 4 days. And if guns...
There was?
Oh, there were people open carrying all over the place. Yeah, I mean...
What do you mean outside, not inside?
Oh, yeah, not... Right, outside. I didn't hear of a single shot being fired. I didn't hear even of a gun going off when it was dropped accidentally. I don't think anybody was pistol whipped that I read about. So absolutely no violence took place while having guns there on the premise. Apparently today, in Texas, campus carry goes into effect, and they're all worried that violence is just going to go through the roof. What is wrong with you people?
But they're idiots. Listen, there's other college campuses. I think it was Colorado Springs or some campus in Colorado that allowed concealed carry. And guess what? Rapes and crime went down. Because you don't know who's carrying.
Well, now. You can't be telling the truth because we all know any place is a gun. There's violence, you know. So we're going to go on break, and you're going to go in the corner and try to figure this out and see if you can come back and tell the truth. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week, and I appreciate the time she spends with me and the perspective she brings to some of the stories we talk about. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
And I want to, you know, during the break, we talk about food sometimes, and she got me so hungry. I can't stand it, you know. Meatball sausage, a sweet Italian sausage. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Oh man, so good.
So, and well, I'll take the appetite away right here in about 30 seconds when we talk about the open carry in Texas, and then go ahead and tell them what they were using as a deterrent to open carry.
So today was the first day of concealed carry on campuses, public university campuses, college campuses in Texas. So in order to protest, the hoplophobes, the gun control addicts, decided to carry dildos around to protest. So, which I find is kind of ironic, because one of the reasons people want to carry on campus is because women have been raped on campus, which is a gun-free zone.
Now you know, ask Nancy Pelosi, a gun is not going to save a woman from being raped.
Oh,
Nancy said that women do not have the physical ability to protect themselves with a gun.
Well, Nancy, you're going to try to make me swear, aren't you?
No.
Nancy Pelosi is wrong, as she is all the time. Women protect themselves with self-defense using firearms on a regular basis. Not only do they save their own lives, they save the lives of their children and their families. So Nancy Pelosi, as usual, is wrong. But, you know, I thought it was kind of interesting that they're using dildos, considering that is, you know, a symbol of a rapist weapon, right?
Right.
They don't want women. They don't want women to protect themselves from rapists on campus. And mind you, it's the left-wing loons that claim there's a, quote, rape culture, right?
Yeah.
So there's such a big rape culture, you would think you would want to empower women to protect themselves to stop that rape culture, so that if someone tries to rape them because there's such a rape culture on campuses, well, they can just scare them off with a gun or just shoot them off.
Thank you for doing that.
I can say that on this, right?
You just did, so.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Sorry, I didn't think you.
It's cool. We'll live. No, it's good. I've said, hey, look at, no, I said worse. The, yeah. But you're right. I mean, if a white male like myself starts discussing how women can protect themselves on campus, then I'm part of the rape culture for even suggesting that they should have to protect themselves from rape, because then I'm encouraging it. I mean, it's mindless stupidity. I can't get my mind around it. I can't speak to it because I don't get where these people are coming from. You know?
Well, and that's why it's good that the big mouth women like me, who practice what I preach, who defend the Second Amendment, defend women protecting ourselves, because what are they going to say to me? You know, a lot of times to guys they'll say, oh, you're just using a gun because you don't have that much of a big you-know-what down there. You know, they act like everybody's just a redneck, you just want to shoot some guns. No. We want to protect ourselves. And, you know, more and more around this country, with everything that's been going on, more and more people in general are protecting themselves with firearms, and more women especially. And as an instructor who actually teaches women, I can tell you it's amazing how many women are learning how to shoot firearms, and it's all to protect themselves.
Well, I heard between women and the gay and lesbian community, gun sales have skyrocketed, and I don't follow it, so I don't know how true that is, but several articles I've read say that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Women have become some of the biggest purchasers and have boosted gun sales over the past probably 5 years or maybe more than anyone else. Because, you know, I think before it wasn't such a big of a deal for women, but women are now realizing, hey, wait a minute, I have to be my own first offender. You know, the cops do a great job, but they're minutes away when seconds matter. You know what I mean? They can't be there right when you need them to protect you. They're usually there to draw the chalk line.
No, and
so
I was going to tell you, the police chief out of Washington, D.C., who one point in time said, you know, there's no reason for people to have guns and no reason for people to carry guns, you know, the whole nine yards. She actually did a whole 180 in a matter of a couple of months after the violence was going down in the big cities. And she turned around and finally said, you know what? We can't protect you. You need to get
a
gun.
And that's true. And you know what, Joe? Even in small, you know, and even in nonviolent little hick towns like I live in, right? There's not that many people. There's not that many cops. But if I was to call a cop, it's going to take them, you know, God knows how long to get here because there's so few of them. What if they're busy somewhere else? Or what if they're, even if they have to come from the station, it's not a couple minutes away. You know what I mean?
Right.
And in a further case, you know, up north country, you know, north country, or like in Massachusetts, down in western Mass, you know, there's remote places that are rural that the cops can't get there fast enough. Heck, there's some places that don't even have cops. They have to call state troopers,
right,
which takes even longer.
Yep.
So what are you supposed to wait? No, we are our own first responders. That's what people have to understand. No one's standing in front of your door protecting you. You're not Michael Bloomberg, who has armed security, or Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, who have a lifetime of armed security paid for it thanks to the taxpayers.
Yeah, I like these jack wagons. Yeah, we don't carry guns. No, of course you don't. The people around you carry guns.
Oh, those two?
Yeah, well, them and other one. What was it? Who's that fool out of New York?
Bloomberg.
No, there was another. I know there's a lot of them, but there was another fool out of New York. I can't think of his name. He's been caught lying and tax evasion. I can't think of the guys. Anyway, Charlie Rangel. Okay.
Oh yes.
Don't you love Charlie? Who said there's no reason for the average American to have a gun, right? And then when he was questioned, they pushed on him. They said, "Well, wait a minute, you have guns." He goes, "Well, we deserve guns."
Oh, that's right. They thought Congress needed guns, but not us.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because you people are so special. You're more special than us. But a lot of times they do have armed security. And us little mere mortals who are walking around on the ground going about our daily lives, who can get randomly attacked by some psycho or somebody who wants to rob us, oh, we're not important.
No.
How many times does Congress actually get attacked? Like, relatively none.
Yep. No, I get that some of them are very much disliked. You got most Congress members, even though people don't really care for what they're doing, there's no real violence perpetrated against them in their hometowns when they go back, if they ever get back to their districts, but when they do go back to their districts. So I don't see the same kind of need you would have for Secretary of State or that kind of thing. But when you look at the crime stats. I mean, but listen, you got Barack Obama telling you the crime. God, I don't know what he's smoking. I mean, our whole first hour was about dope. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's still doing it. But
he's known as a dope smoker.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, he's sitting there saying the crime rate in this country has gone down. Violence around the world has gone down. Violence against police officers has gone down. I don't know. You know, he doesn't read his NSA briefings every Friday. I don't know where he's getting this data from.
Well, violent crime has gone down in this country over the past 12 years. It might have an uptick this past year. I'd have to look at the crime stats. But violent crime over the past 10 years has dropped while gun ownership has risen.
Now, that's impossible. That doesn't make any sense, Kimberly.
I know it doesn't, but it's beautiful, isn't it?
Well, the one I especially took exception with is when he said that violence against police officers is down, which is not a true statement. As a matter of fact, it's up.
Yeah,
it's up 44% from last year.
I absolutely agree with you on that, because I remember when, after Obama commented on the Cambridge cops acting stupidly, then I noticed more cop killing. And maybe it's just that they were being reported more, but a lot of these cop killings were also black on white. They were black criminals perpetrating the crime, killing the cops. I did notice that because I was paying attention, watching, you know. Oh, another cop killed. Oh, two cops are sitting having breakfast, and a black guy goes in and kills them. And blacks did kill cops more often than whites, but they both did it. But I noticed enough. I don't know what the... we'd have to check the stats.
No, I have the number. I mean, just as far as last week, when I did the story last week, there were 33 cops that were killed this year, which is 44%. It's 44% up from last year. We're only halfway through the year, right? 13 of those killings were done in ambushes. So they weren't even in the line of duty, so to speak. They were done in an ambush where somebody went out looking for and killed a cop. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Kimberly Morin joins me, as she does every week. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
You're right.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, Kimberly, you got to listen for a minute. You got to listen to this. Somebody just sent me this.
7654. We've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start.
Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. The one with 3M.
You know what this is? Any clue?
It looks like a commercial. It sounds like a
amazing result the first time.
I know. I don't even know why they...
Scotch Blue Painter's Tape.
I don't know where it's coming from. Is it that one? Yeah, it is that one.
Welcome to MTV Music Television, the world's first 24-hour stereo video music channel. Just moments ago,
oh my God,
all of the DJs and the crew here at MTV collectively hit our executive producer, Sue Steinberg, over the head with a bottle of champagne, and behold, a new concept is born. The best of TV combined with the best of radio. Now, starting right now, you'll never look at music the same way again.
I'm never going
to
look at you the same way again.
We'll be right back to introduce the other DJs and the other folks who are going to be with us on MTV.
I'm Alan Hunter. I will be with you right after my...
So today is the 35th anniversary of MTV.
Hi, thank you.
How do you...
do you remember the first
I heard you on the wireless back in 52. Lying awake and then the tuning in.
This will give you time to go get your walker and come back.
Young, it didn't stop. You come.
You realize that this was the beginning of the downfall of young people in this country.
Pretty much the beginning of the downfall of society, yes, indeed.
When you look at how some of these people are dressed, 35 years. Now, I remember, and I know we weren't going to talk about this, but I remember going over to my girlfriend's house after school, and she was sitting there watching this. And I was thinking, this is stupid. Who wants to watch music?
You got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
I remember I had, in my area where I lived, they didn't have MTV yet. It was, you know, cable stations were getting it wherever. And I actually had a T-shirt that said, I want my MTV.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that one. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, so 35 years ago today, MTV launched.
Oh, my God.
And they launched.
What are you drinking in that coffee mug? Is that vodka?
I need it, don't I? Oh, God. Anyhow. I thought you'd get a kick out of that. Somebody sent me that during the break, and I'm going, but do I care? Well, maybe she'll care. I was never an MTV watcher.
You know, I was. I absolutely was. I was totally into music, loved all kinds of music. I loved MTV. But now, you know what's funny is, I don't so much like watching videos now because when I hear a song, it makes me think a certain way, and then when I watch it, sometimes it ruins it.
Yeah, I just think that was hilarious. And again, you know, got people sitting down watching television, more to keep them in front of the boob tube, as we used to say, right? And not forcing them or allowing them to think on their own.
Well, then how could we dress like the people that we liked? I mean, I used to dress like Madonna.
Ooh.
And that's when she dressed normal.
Oh,
wow.
Did she ever really dress normal?
Yes. Well, okay.
Amy's
normal.
Oh, her. Who's that other one? Cindy Lauper. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I love her, too.
See, I got all these. Now you got me going through all this crazy stuff in my head and all these nut jobs that, whatever. Anyhow, let me see. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, the KKK, right? So as I was watching, I love to watch Facebook almost like you watch TV, right? I watch the comments come by, and I watch the idiots try to fight it. They have no information at all whatsoever.
Right? Yeah.
So what I loved about this was they tried to say, you know, about that whole switching thing, that the party switch, platform switch, but people couldn't switch.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what is it, in 1868, a mob of Democrats massacred almost 300 African-American who were all Republicans.
Wow.
All right?
Yeah, they KKK killed white Republicans, too.
I'm sure. I don't doubt it at all. But I'm looking at this saying to myself, okay, prove to me, but this is something you don't hear. You don't hear about in history. And, you know, I'm so worried that our young people aren't going to have a true grasp of history in another 50 years.
Yeah, no. You know what the problem is?
I just lost all respect for you. I saw that note you just put up. Boy George, really?
I love Boy George. Come on. I'm a chameleon. Come on.
If Boy George married Cindy Lauper and they had a baby, it would be James Carville.
Stop it. That's disgusting.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. This is all your fault.
I don't know what the question is now.
Oh, no. We were talking about the KKK and how they killed 300.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. We go from MTV to KKK with an acronym.
I saw Boy George there. I was like, really? Is that where her head's at? But I'm worried that the history, you know, our young people aren't going to know history in 50 years, and the Dems are going to be the saints and the gods, even with all the damage they've done. And we're not.
It's still late. It's already too late. they've had, you got to remember, ever since the unions got control of public education, the left has been taking over public education. So that's the 70s. It is now 2016. We have at least two full generations who don't know the truth about history. They teach Howard Zinn, who was a far left-wing lunatic who hated America. They teach his version of history. I have one of his history books that they teach to young people. So it's already destroyed. They don't teach the Constitution. They don't teach about U.S. history, any version of it, unless it's some convoluted, minute, you know, version that they cherry coat and change. They don't teach history. You know, the only way kids are going to get it is if they go to college and take history, and it's a good, they have a good, actual, honest history professor. But what are the odds of that happening? Our public education system and our university system has been destroyed and taken over by the left. They are teaching dumbed down students who don't know the truth about history, don't know their rights, believe that they are entitled to something, and think that America is a bad place. And that's because they're being taught that.
I agree with you. I mean, the stuff that I've been looking at, the stuff I've been reading, all says the same thing. Every time you look at it, you hear about how oppressive this country is, how oppressive we are as a nation. And I always say this, look at what has happened in the world. Look at how many times we've sent our ships to help somebody. One idiot talked about sending an aircraft carrier to a country that had earthquake damage, and the idiot actually made the comment, "What are we going to do? Are we going to bomb them back into being able to have food and that kind of stuff?" I go, "What are you, a jerk? Do you not understand what an aircraft carrier can do? How much fresh water it can pump? The hospital it has on board? How many people it can feed every day?"
Yeah,
it's just amazing. It just never stops. All right, so let me get you wound up before we quit here.
Oh, you're so evil.
I know. Don't y'all love it? So you, I guess apparently what happened was Hillary now has four. She has four Pinocchios on what she apparently didn't hear what Comey said or didn't understand what Comey said. I mean, you deal a lot with Dems around you. Are they buying this? Are they buying what she's saying?
To be honest with you, I don't think they're buying it. I think that they're just sucking it up and trying to distract from her actual record. Because what I see them doing in New Hampshire, for example, is they're just attacking, which is ironic. They're attacking Kelly Ayotte because she supports Donald Trump. And, you know, sometimes the dumb stuff, well, often the dumb stuff Trump will come out and say. So they attack Ayotte over it. So I counterattack and I'm like, you have some nerve attacking Ayotte for supporting Trump when Maggie Hassan, who is running against her as a Dem, endorsed Hillary Clinton, and I sent out the Clinton Cash video. I sent out the criminal career of Hillary Clinton. I sent out her war on women. I just beat the crap out of them because they can't speak to Hillary's lies. All they can do is detract, distract, beat on the Republicans.
So one of them today put up a blurred picture of Melania Trump, right, naked on the New York Times. And I said, hey, are you guys serious? So the question was, do you really want a president who is okay with this, okay with his wife posing naked? And I said, okay, sure. Do you really want a president that hides the fact that her husband is running around and he's raping and forcibly and sexually assaulting women all over the place, at least 20 plus, that you're okay with? And it was nothing after that.
No, of course not. They shut right the hell up. I would rather have a guy who's okay if these are the choices mine. Well, not forget it. We won't go there.
No, you got 20 seconds, so go quick.
Yeah, exactly. Bill Clinton is a rapist and a serial sexual assaulter, and they're worried about some freaking nude pictures when she was actually a model being paid to do that. The Democrats are disgusting, despicable, and egregious, as is Hillary Clinton.
All right, so where do people find you quickly?
New Hampshire Political Buzz, the Federalist Papers, and Granite Crock.
Always a pleasure, Kimberly. And I always relax after we talk, seriously. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Next hour, open mic, any topic, let me know. We'll be back in just a little bit.